welcome to Newspox. As the sound of Def Leppard's Animal fades away into the distance, the hammer that's hammering outside our office door, that's probably going to carry on intermittently through the recording.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, it is Tuesday the 5th of December, and this is Newspox.
Welcome.
Welcome to Newspox. But what is the news?
Oh, there's a lot of news.
Is there?
There's been loads of shit going down.
In the world of celebrities or in the world of actual news?
mix. Eddie Murphy's dumped Mel B.
She's apparently pregnant with his child and he's just dumped her like that.
Yep. He says, I don't know who that child is until it comes out and has a blood test.
What he's implying is that she's a slag.
Yeah. It's a shame. I feel, you know...
I thought it was a great sort of celebrity getting together.
It's a good match. I feel sorry for Mel B. I'm sure she'll be fine. You know, if you have a... If you know, probably is his kid. And he's very rich indeed, so... It's just a shame it didn't work out for them. Because now she's got two...
Phoenix.
...bastard children.
With gay dads.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between sea lions and seals?
Yeah. What? Sea lions go woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-h sea lion.
Oh no, apparently the difference is sea lions have external ear flaps, while seals just have holes. And sea lions have large front flippers and can rotate their rear ones under their bodies and walk well on land. Seals have small front flippers and cannot rotate their rear ones, making them ungainly on land. They just sort of slap around with their tails. Oh. That's apparently the difference.
I wouldn't mind having a bath.
That's news.
A bath with a seal.
Be quite wriggly.
You might be a little bit. George Clooney's pig.
Oh, isn't it sad?
He's definitely gay, isn't he?
George Clooney?
Yeah.
I don't know, but he had a pig called Max who he had for like 18 years. He was famous, it was his longest relationship.
Yeah. Dead.
He's dead now, that's sad. Poor George. Apparently he's been on John Travolta's plane. Hang on. He's done all sorts of things. He used to go on set with him.
Well, pigs are very clever, aren't they?
They're pretty smart, yeah. He shared his bed.
Oof. I mean, that's, you know, I'm not a big fan of George Clooney myself. I think he's a good actor, but I'm not one of these women that thinks, oh, George Clooney swoon.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would, but
he could take his pick of a lot of women on the planet.
Yeah.
And instead he shares his bed with a 21 stone pig.
Who's dead.
God, I think there's something weird going on, and I know, you know.
Well, I mean, if he is gay, I reckon he'd pretty much have his pick of all the men as well.
Yeah.
So maybe he just doesn't like people very much.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll get picked.
Maybe you should. Maybe that's the key.
Probably fall through the roof of my flat. Very thin.
There's a big story here. I'm surprised it's not on the front page.
Mm-hmm.
Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
Been having it off.
Yeah.
With Courtney Love.
Brilliant.
And it seems to have been going on and off since the year 2000. They're pictured here, both holding a teapot.
Wow. Bloody hell. You've not even made that up, have you?
No. I'm shocked that it's not on the front page, but I suppose...
Well, it's probably, they know it's not true.
So. They may be waiting to get a bit more evidence.
He has got a touch of the Steve Coogan's about him, though, hasn't he?
Prince Andrew?
Yeah.
Well, he's certainly the biggest.
Well, the theory is, of course, that... It's Andrew who's the gay one in the royal family, not Edward, hence his very civil divorce.
And that they're still friends. Yeah. They're probably all
Fergie was the beard.
Gay.
Who isn't these days? Certainly not George Clooney.
Oh.
He's not gay. talking of teapots, as you've got a picture of the teapot there with Courtney Love and Prince Andrew,
yeah.
Baffling. Yesterday, an RAF plane had a malfunction. There's like a hole in the door, so they blocked it up with a teapot. Everything was safe.
There was a teapot on board the RAF plane.
Yeah, it was a Nimrod plane.
They take tea. Nimrod's named after Shackleton's first boatic boat.
What was his boat named after?
He just called it the Nimrod. It was probably Latin or something.
Father Christmas had a lucky escape when an electricity pylon landed on his sleigh, decapitating his two polystyrene donkeys.
I read that, and you think it was polystyrene. Why is this in all of the national news?
Well, I mean, it's a joke story, isn't it? But why would he have his sleigh be pulled by donkeys anyway? I mean, stick a couple, spray him a bit more red.
And stick some red coat hangers.
Coat hangers on, yeah. And they could be lovely reindeers, which are more authentic.
Pete Doherty.
He's getting away with murder, isn't he?
Well, he has.
Has he murdered someone?
Yeah. He killed the monkey that Kate Moss is currently wearing on her back. some would say that's animal cruelty, some would call it murder. It depends whether or not, you know, how you class a monkey.
Well, if you were Danny Wallace, who thinks monkeys are people, you'd call it murder.
You would call it murder. I'd say it was a murder. What would you say?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh,
in many
just
ways,
imagine
meat is
a
murder,
little baby orangutan.
Oh, I love a little orangutan. I wouldn't wear fur, not ever, not for not no one.
I love a baby orangutan. But then, I wouldn't wear a monkey.
But you would wear a rabbit, you'd wear a guinea pig.
I would, because I think I would wear the fur of anything that I would eat.
You'd eat a guinea pig, but you were really upset when you said that.
I wouldn't eat a guinea pig, but I personally like guinea pigs, but I would wear a rabbit, for example.
I wouldn't eat a rabbit or wear it, but I'd pet it.
I'd pet it, but I would wear it. But things like...
Well, after this highbrow discussion...
things like a tiger or an elephant.
Yeah, you wouldn't eat that or wear it.
No, or a panda. Everything
endangered
else.
Things, really.
Yeah, endangered, basically. Oh, cute, like anything.
They're discussing at the moment in Parliament whether we should get Trident renewed, and they're talking about nuclear defence and stuff. There's a little comparison in the Metro, hard-hitting journalism here, of what they said then, what they say now. Tony Blair, back in 1983, says, we don't need dangerous and costly Trident and cruise missiles. Now, he says it'd be unwise and dangerous for Britain not to have them. Margaret Beckett in 1994 said the ownership of nuclear weapons seems to be spreading very dangerously, and now he says we cannot rule out future threats from nuclear armed opponents. What they've done there is kind of almost that's not a very good example, because she's not saying she's saying it's spreading dangerously, and now she's saying it is spreading dangerously, hence we need to keep it. So that's a poor example. I'm sorry, I read it out. 1984, Gordon Brown described military weapons nuclear weapons is unacceptable, expensive, economically wasteful, and military unsound. And now, we must and will always have the strength to take necessary long-term decisions and stability through security. It's not very well put together. I mean, also, there's 23 years between a lot of these statements.
Yeah, I mean, you think when they said that, they were our age.
Probably. And in 1983, I was saying things like, The A-Team is my favourite TV programme. But now, I would say, House is my favourite TV programme. So just as you can change over the years.
1983, I was saying, I hope a great band come along next year called the House Martins. I've got a place in my life for someone like them.
But what do you say now?
I say, I'm so glad the House Martins came along.
I'm going to see the beautiful sound next week.
Yeah. We're going to do a review of it.
Maybe you don't want to do that.
Why?
This is a good story. You can out this person. A married celebrity who had an affair with another man's wife has won a court order to stop the betrayed husband from identifying him. So the betrayed husband is wanting to name this celebrity, and he's saying no, he can't, because I've got young children, and my wife is having medical treatment for stress, and news of this affair that I had with your wife is going to ruin my family life. So do you want to name who it is, the married celebrity?
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
I don't, just make it up. Brilliant.
It's, you know that astrologer?
Patrick Moore?
No.
Russell Grant?
Yeah, it's him.
He's not married with some kids.
No, he is.
Oh. You wouldn't have thought it, would you?
You wouldn't.
This is a sickening story. When a couple battled to find the perfect wedding venue, the groom took the matter into his own hands and built a £100,000 medieval-style barn. It was his job, he's a heritage builder. and he built it at the back of his dad's pub.
Mm-hmm. Well, just for the wedding, or are we going to live in it?
I mean, no, I think it's built just for the wedding. I guess other people could have their weddings there now. It's probably a kind of money spinner.
It sounds stupid to me. Rosemary West has written a letter saying, I'm not a good mum.
Well, like I told her that.
Dad. I mean, I think her daughter knew that anyway. Didn't need a letter telling
her. I wonder what's interesting for us, whether she's got new glasses.
I don't know.
Had a haircut. She could have quite a good makeover.
She's got very, very bad punctuation. But, the general gist of it is, she's saying she's not a good mum, she doesn't know if she'd be able to.
I like that about his headline, biggest understatement ever. has the daughter just gone, my mum's written me this letter, I'll photocopy it, send it to the son, they can print it in full.
Probably.
I suppose you might as well. Yeah. It was the Royal Variety performance last night. Jordan turned up in what's very similar to a wedding outfit, or maybe the fairy in a pantomime.
Yeah,
I love the
audacity of walking around.
Look at Rod Stewart's turned up in a flat cap and a smock.
Is that a smock? Ooh.
He looks like what my granddad used to wear for going mucking out his pigeons.
Tell you what, I still would. There's been some research done.
Mm-hmm. Wales. Oh, we've done a bit of research.
Wales has two gays for every village, according to new figures.
Oh, so there's a gay couple in every village.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I did like rabbits.
It'd be annoying if there's one lesbian and one.
I did like rabbits, although of course they're not like rabbits, more like at it like an ass or a liger because they can't breed.
Ooh, I was watching QI the other day and some Johnny Bourne was being quite interesting about asses.
Was he?
Yeah.
What was he saying?
Well, he made the point that if you got rid of all the asses in the world,
yeah,
you'd be back up to there'd still be 10,000 of them next year. They don't breed, they're just constantly created. So you kill them all off, but there'd be more.
But why would you?
Well, you wouldn't, but it was just an interesting way you put it. I thought it was good. I think I found jobs to tell you, but you did not.
No, but it is interesting, isn't it?
Yes, we've discussed it many times.
So you wouldn't say gays are at it like rabbits. No. Should we try and make a kind of national thing, so a couple of gays at it like ligers or at it like asses. I mean, they use the ass, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's the same because it's still a heterosexual kind of thing. So, I don't know. Just call them bum gardeners. There's some Swedish city, Galv.
Fudge packers.
Yeah, exactly. Every year they have a giant wooden straw goat, like the Wicker Man, but it's a goat, right, that they have for Christmas, 43 foot high, and it's only made it to Christmas 10 times because it always gets burned down. So this year they've got a webcam to watch, and so you can have a look online and see if anyone's going to burn it down. I don't know what the website is though, but look up Galv goat.
Should we go and do it?
Burn it down. I would like to go to Sweden, but I'm not necessarily just to burn a goat down.
I didn't realise it was in Sweden. That was in Hackney. Gas is about to get more expensive.
Never! How many times has that got more expensive this year?
Well, every day.
Every day. And it's got cheaper in real life, hasn't it?
Yeah, so maybe we should stop using it, although I've got gas central heating.
I got gas central heating and water and not cooking though.
Maybe you could just put your electric oven on then.
I'm not having a cold shower every day.
Well, you're gonna have to.
What's behind libido?
It's science. I don't care about your bloody libido. You and your bloody libido. That's all we ever hear about.
4 million people are still in debt from last Christmas, the idiots. They spent it all on a credit card. Is this gonna be the best Christmas ever? What's gonna happen this Christmas? Idiots.
Bridget Jones is going to play Beatrix Potter in a new film about Beatrix
Potter.
Oh,
it's out already. It's out.
Is it?
Yeah, Ewan McGregor's in it.
Ewan McGregor and 50p.
Yep. More money news from me. There's a new credit card come out. or a debit card from Lloyd's. It's really stupid. It says that you go, when you spend your money on the debit card, and when it always rounds everything up to the nearest pound, it takes that out of your account, and then all the spare change it puts into a saving account, so you save all the pennies.
I really like the idea.
It's quite sweet, but I can't imagine you're actually going to save very much in the long run.
No, that's a really sweet idea, actually.
Yes. It's called the Save the Change Scheme.
And it's with?
Lloyd's.
And
TSG.
What's the percentage
rate? I don't know, it's just a very small story about it. What's an advert?
might get one.
But guess what's happening?
What?
Famous Five, going to be made into a new TV series by Disney. 26 parts. It's going to be animated, I think. With Julian, Dick, Anne, Tomboy George, and her dog Timmy. You must pit their wits against criminals and smugglers. I'd worry. Would you? If they made a live action version, do you worry that you'd have a crush on Julian?
I was never fond of Julian.
Really? Who's the other one then?
Dick.
Would you be up?
Dick was always more. You know. I was always more interested in Dick.
Will Smith's got a new film coming out, and he's been pictured with his very cute son, who's also in the film. I saw a trailer for this film. It looks like an absolute sob fest. I will never, ever watch it.
Really?
Yeah, it's too sad. Oh. Too sad.
Now, John Gaunt.
Yep.
Notorious cunt.
Yes.
It's well documented. Everybody knows I hate him.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows. Some of the things that he's decided to say today. Death sentence is the only answer.
Okay.
It is now time for action, tough direct action and no compromise. We need Sarah's Law and the death penalty now. Our children will only be really safe when we have a full Sarah's Law in this country and are entitled to know where sex offenders are living. Then he describes some vicious murders.
Are they going to get the death penalty as well?
He also wants us to have lots of nuclear weapons so that we can threaten Korea with them. He thinks that's a good way of dealing with that situation. He says, tell them that we've got weapons, we're willing to use them. Am I emailing actually? In fact, I'll email him and then I'll tell you what the response is tomorrow.
There's a new book out. It's called How to Label a Goat. It's another rubbish book that you could get for someone you don't really like for Christmas. The City Rules and Regulations that are strangling Britain. And it's all about weird laws and small rules and regulations that are stupid.
Yeah.
The following things have reportedly been banned at least one school: making daisy chains because of risk of picking up germs, playing hopscotch, risk of injury, and putting up hands in class because it makes people who don't know the answer feel victimised. Extraordinary.
Banning of daisy chains.
Yeah, no, I mean, not the sex act either. A West Lothian man was given an ASBO. Preventing him from howling.
Have you ever done that?
Watch it.
No!
Do you know what it is?
Well, I can imagine.
It involves quite a lot of people.
It sounds like it would do.
Well, as you know, I'm not a big group sex fan. As I keep telling you.
Yeah, but it's just the fact that you said, you know, that you... It sprung to mind. It wouldn't have... You know, I don't really know.
I didn't until you said banning daisy chains and anything. Suicidal Bristol woman had an ASBO preventing her from throwing herself into any river or onto a railway line, but she was welcome to throw herself into seas, lakes or onto busy roads. A 14-year-old Cambridgeshire schoolgirl who pinged the bra of a classmate was fingerprinted, had a DNA sampled and was charged with common assault of a sexual nature. Pinging your bra strap. But you'd be glad to hear it's legal to have sex at a public toilet as long as you close the door. If you leave the door open, then you're being a bit rude.
Really?
You'd be arrested for it.
Useful story. You know the man who played Spider on Coronation Street?
Yeah.
And has been in various things. I think he's quite good.
Has he?
Yeah. He's working in a cafe now because he's skint.
Oh, he's not got any work.
And
he
said,
well, do a play here.
I'd rather work here than be
in a crap play about rape
on the dole.
A circus performer who had his thumb bitten off by a crocodile refused to leave the ring so the show could go on. Daniel Rennie, 39, even held up his severed thumb for 4,000 spectators in the show in France, and they all thought it was part of the show that he got his thumb bitten off every day, but he really did get his thumb bitten off.
Oh, dear. Ian Huntley.
I'm getting them all out today, aren't
it's I? It's going to be in...
Rose West.
No, this, I mean, I find this astonishing. Going to be in Madame Tussauds.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's not true. You made that one up as well.
No, I've not made any stories up today. You know how, you know how they've been... they've been doing a scheme of... you can pay £100,000 to have your own one.
Really?
Yeah.
Know that.
Yeah, that started, and yeah, they've just been changing it.
Well,
around
why don't we do that with that spare £200,000 we've got?
Why don't we just do one, get one, like two added, one of them?
Okay.
My body, obviously.
Or we could make our own. yeah, that woman who had an inflatable business and she was doing it with schoolboys, so she gets sent down. She's banned from working with children, ordered to sign the sex offenders register. And she's been jailed for 18 months. So that's what happens if you do it with a boy on a bouncy castle.
Yeah, don't do it with a boy on a bouncy castle. Brave little Ashley Carter, it's a picture of happiness. He's got a new head. he's going to have some more operations.
Who is Ashley Carter, Tina?
He's a little boy with a... A rare disease.
Treacher Collins.
So he was born with no ears, jaw, or cheekbones, and unable to breathe.
Now, was he born with fangs though? Because this picture, he's definitely got fangs.
Yeah.
Which seems unfortunate on top of everything else. But maybe he just lost his front teeth.
Because, I mean, years ago, if somebody was born without ears, a jaw, cheekbones, unable to breathe.
You'd put me in a sack, wouldn't you?
You'd just put me in the bin and say, never mind, I'm a Catholic, probably anyway. And there'll be another one along soon enough. But he actually does, I mean, he looks kind of healthy, doesn't he?
Yeah, it does, he looks quite jolly, apart from the fangs.
Apart from the fangs and the droopy eyes.
I was talking about bureaucracy gone mad, with the red tape and the things about the goats. Organisers of a village Christmas party have been told they must carry out risk assessment of their mince pies or their festivities will be cancelled. They're just having a little local village show, and they also have to test the cocoa content and temperature of hot chocolate before they can sell any of it. It's just like a little, you know, rural village thing, homemade mince pies, but no.
It's pathetic, isn't it? You know, like at school fairs and things where mums used to bake cake and
can't
stuff.
Do it anymore.
Can't do it.
Bake sales. Britney Spears is she's not done any music for a long time, but she is the most searched for term in 2006 using Yahoo.
Britney's crotch.
I was thinking of God, I've added to that by looking at her
vagina
flange yesterday. Female celebrities dominated the top 10 overall search list with Shakira at number 3.
Weird.
Jessica Simpson at number 4. And Paris Hilton at number 5. Wrestling TV network WWE was the second most searched for term. Top news story of 2006, crocodile hunter Steve Irwin's death.
Where do we come on the list?
I don't know, they haven't mentioned us. But I think I don't think we're in the top 10, but I think we might be number 12.
Cool. Well, if people could start stalking us, that'd be good, because that would make us higher up the charts, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's important.
Brits will travel 3 billion miles visiting family and friends over Christmas. Whether they want to or not is a different matter.
Right, what's your ideal man? Job. I'm thinking about job, general looks, clothes, salary.
Pointy bum chin.
Yep.
Pointy nose.
Yep.
Thin lips.
Mm-hmm.
Full head of dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
A bit taller than me.
Yep.
Slim.
Not just looks.
nice person. Good in bed.
Well, what most women say they want.
Yeah.
A doctor with good teeth.
Yeah.
£50,000 salary. He wears a cashmere sweater. adjust ourselves accordingly here. A woman who is a nurse, wears a floral dress, does not have too much of a past, a friendly smile and a normal curvy body.
Not too much of a past.
I don't know. I mean, presumably that means young.
Young girl in a
teenage floral. Virgin, who's a nurse in a floral dress, is what men are after. This is, and they had a thing like what to look for in people's baskets in the supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
Men look for a woman who's got organic chicken, Villa Maria, Sauvignon Blanc, and fresh blueberries. Very specific. Women like a man who puts organic steak, crusty bread, fresh pasta, squeezed orange juice, and a basil plant. Brilliant, brilliant survey.
I like the basil plant.
Yep, that's what we're all looking for in a partner these days. Oh, there's something about Patrick Marber in here.
Let's have a look.
Christmas coming up, we're all going to get fat. Everyone puts there, there's a big survey about everyone gets very fat. And people put on about 4 pounds in the festive period, binging, blah, blah, blah. Most people admit to eating too much. A greedy, this is astonishing, at least 17% of Brits kick off Christmas Day festivities with a full English breakfast. It's astonishing, can you imagine? Everyone knows you have a mince pie for breakfast on Christmas
and
Day.
And a tangerine.
Yeah.
And you open your selection box.
Ooh, yesterday there was a programme on and I really wish I'd seen it. Michelle and Andy's big day. It's Michelle Heaton from Liberty X and Andy Scott Lee from the failed Scott Lee experiment and X Factor or something. And it's the build up to their big day, and it sounds, someone's reviewed it, but it sounds like it's amazing. It was on ITV2, I'm guessing it's going to be repeated, but well, hopefully on ITV1. It sounds astonishing. If you see it, nobody, you'd think, but they just sound like monsters. It's going to be
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, she sounds like a monster, and he sounds under the thumb. From the review.
Danny LaRue?
Yep.
Apparently he's hanging up his fox because of doctor's orders. Surely this is old news.
How's he got that one back in the press?
He's going to start doing, though, his audience with shows again to launch his biography next autumn.
I am what I am!
Now, we saw his audience with show
about 5-6 years ago.
Good few times, though.
I only saw it once.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I don't think I lasted that long before I became hysterical either.
Yeah, I'm just, if anyone's thinking of going, if anybody is stupid enough to put him on, maybe do go, but send him a funny letter. Send him some hate mail.
Tina's not so keen on that.
Or push him down the stairs.
Did you finish reading that biography?
I didn't actually, no.
Get back onto that. We've done a lot of babbling now, so. Quick roundup.
Posh and Beck.
Yeah.
Moving to Hollywood to live next door to Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
Interesting. Do you think they'll become Scientologists?
They will, and they'll become a daisy chain. And a killer of a mum of two has been said by the police. He might be a twisted sex beast.
He might be.
He might be. They're not sure. He did murder and rape a woman.
It's like that whole, that might be suspicious that prostitute being found dead in the street.
Yeah.
Probably the same man. Okay, I think we're done now. So thanks for listening to News Pox. We'll be back tomorrow. Have you got another story, Zina? Purse in your lips.
This man, he did a fishing contest.
50.
He won it 1 year, yeah. 87 pound fish, caught it, threw it back in. Yeah. Next year he catches the same fish,
no.
Wins again, it's put on weight.
Brilliant.
Killed it this time.
Ate it. Alright, thanks for listening. We'll be back another time probably. Bye.
Bye.